Welcome to Win Tucson on Thursday. We are going to have fun today, football and education, and some of my favorite people are in the studio. We're having a party in here today. There's like, I don't think I've had this many, five, six of us in here. This is great. So I have Eric Rhodes from the Arizona Bowl Committee. Welcome.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. So we've got some exciting stuff going on, right?
It is that time of year. We are 30 days away from game day, which is way too close for those of us who do this for a living, but super excited. It's going to be a great time for Southern Arizona, as it always is. Big party that whole week, so we are fired up.
And this Sunday, we find out who our teams are.
Selection Sunday. We're down to two on one side, three on the other. It all depends on the conference championships. Both the MAC and the Mountain West have conference championships on Saturday. So we'll see who wins those and who loses those and who's going to come to Tucson.
Okay. And then we're going to start promoting ticket sales, because if you haven't bought Christmas presents or you have somebody who has everything, this is a fun way to spend the day, right?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, there's something for everyone. There's a tailgate that's free, that's all kind of food, beverages, fun, things you can win. The game itself is incredible. So much going on during it. We have a charity village parade that represents just 140 different charities here in Southern Arizona, including all the indigenous tribes. So just an incredible day. And then some great football, some music, and, you know, we have a good time.
I love it. So one of the things that the Arizona Bowl Committee does is we give out money to schools and to teachers. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We partner with the College Football Playoff with a program called Extra Yard for Teachers. And so this year we were able to come up with $21,000 and work with 21 different teachers here in Southern Arizona to give them $1,000 each for their classroom. And it was by nomination process. So the nomination letters are always incredible. It doesn't matter if you're a crier or not, man, it's emotional because it's so much fun.
My friend Steve Ocho is in here, and I'll just to tell you officially, Steve Ocho is a crier. We love that about him. Yeah. He's one of my favorite criers. So, but go ahead.
Absolutely, no shame in that. We all do. Show me a good Disney movie and hand me a Kleenex and we'll be fine.
I love it.
But yeah, so 21 teachers and our staff and our Blue Blazers, we go about and meet all of them. You know, one in the room with us this morning.
Exactly. So, we're going to get there in a minute.
Incredible to be able to honor those teachers. And we wish we had much more than 21,000, but we also honor them during our game. We bring their families. We bring their community from their schools. Come have a good time. We honor them on the field during the game. So I am the son of two teachers. So I think it's incredible. I taught high school myself for a while. You know, there's nothing like educators. There's no one underpaid like educators, but there's no one more important than educators. And so
Absolutely. It
is our honor to be able to honor them.
That's great. And so as you just kind of, he kind of stole my thunder a little, but that's okay. we have one of our teachers that we honored, and it's from Ochoa School, right, Steve? Is that,
Ochoa Elementary, or actually Ochoa Community School.
Okay.
Had the great privilege of, we have our principal of Ochoa Elementary, Mrs. Duarte.
Good yes. morning, everyone.
Along with our faithful yeah. companion, Chuck, that's here with us this morning.
We love Chuck.
And, you know, Chuck is just an incredible individual, and I've had the pleasure to walk the halls of Ochoa. And he's like deity over there. He's unbelievable. The amount of love and respect that he has to show the scholars, but also what he gets back has been unbelievable. And we've got the teacher, beautiful
Miss
Carrillo.
Miss Carrillo, well, and welcome, Miss Carrillo.
Thank you.
We're so glad you're here. So what grade do you teach?
I teach fourth grade.
10 years old?
9 and 10 year olds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how many kids in your class?
I have 15.
Okay. Oh, what a great class number.
Yes, it is.
It's wonderful. And when you won this award from the Blue Blazers, mm-hmm. Were your kids excited?
Oh, yeah. We were all excited. The whole community was excited.
And how long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching 20 plus years.
You don't look old enough that you could be teaching.
Oh, thanks.
We're on radio, but just go with me, people. You're going to be going to the game?
Right. Yeah, we're all excited. The school, my family, I am.
Yeah, and were you surprised?
Absolutely. I didn't even know what was going on. My parents knew about it. Family members knew about it. The school knew about it. I didn't. And when they were announcing it, they hadn't mentioned my name. And so I was just looking at one of my colleagues, and I go, who is that?
And so all those great things they're saying, who is that person? That's wonderful.
Yeah, and so when they answered, I mean, when they announced my name, I was just like in awe. I was like, oh my gosh. It was just absolutely a wonderful feeling.
I can imagine. And so your kids obviously had to get so excited and scream and get cheered.
Oh, yeah, they were all excited.
And the kids didn't know yet either, right?
They didn't know.
Mm-hmm. I have to jump in here because Please. It's really fun. I've gotten to go on a number of these surprises. It's like, you know, when a kid gets their name called over to the principal's office or it goes over the PA and they get that look in their eye. We always go with the principal or someone in the administration to walk in the room, and they usually walk in first. And so the teacher's face is always like, uh-oh. I'm in trouble because the principal is unexpectedly walking in the room first. And so there's always that moment of,
she looks like a really nice principal, though. I just wanted to say, she walked in, you know, I know she's very well respected in her school and her community, and we're going to come back to that. But so you get this award, $1,000. Have you started to use the money? Have you used the money? What difference does it make in your classroom?
Oh, it's going to make a lot of difference. There's a lot of things that I like for my students and future students of the supplies that I'm going to be getting.
Okay.
I'm making a list. And so
checking it twice. I know everyone has to say that. It's that time of year. Just forgive us.
So as soon as they give me the go that I can start ordering that, then I'll start ordering.
Okay. Well,
and actually, my kids are even helping me with it.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Can you give us an idea of one, like maybe one of the things?
The one that I really like is headphones, like the ones that we're using right now.
Yes.
They're a little bit more sturdier and not so fragile in that sense. Dry markers, because we're always using the whiteboards.
Yes.
And they go fast. And so that's some of the stuff.
I love it.
That's a lot of dry markers.
I was going to for $1,000, you know, we should see if we can add a matching gift for more dry markers, right? If that's the case. I think that's so wonderful. And we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to hear more about Ochoa School and what's been going on since the last time you were here. And this is just great. And what a great community school and has history. I love it when all my worlds collide. This is so great. You know, so stay with us. I'm Kathleen Wynn, and this is Wynn Tucson. On 1030 The Voice, your trusted local news and talk. We've got football, we've got students, we've got education, we've got the community, we've got it all today. So you don't want to miss this. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Wynn Tucson. We are having fun. I think we're having as much fun off the air as we are having on the air, but hey, that's okay. I am so excited. So the principal of Ochoa School, Mrs. Duarte, the last time you were here, we were about to head into a 100-year anniversary. So let the listeners know, how did that go? What's going on? Has it made a difference in the community?
It was an amazing event, and thank you for hosting us and getting the community, making it more aware out there about this amazing event that we were going to have. And it was just amazing. We had so many partnerships throughout the community, and the event was just so heartwarming. And we had performances from different schools from TUSD, and we also had performances from our own school, which they such talent. And so we had, oh my goodness, it was just an amazing event. People talked about it days and days.
And what I want to say is, afterwards I just heard so much pride in from the people that attended and were at the school, and pride from the community that this had happened, that the school was still there, that people still cared in the community, and that who these kids are. You know, they don't have what a lot of other kids in Arizona have. So they really are just kind of like so special, because they have kind of come from very humble backgrounds, and they are thriving. And that is not normally what you hear. So You've been there forever, right?
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
So what do you think makes Ochoa so special?
It's all about community. Community, families coming together for the best interest of their children. For example, this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, we got an email from school safety saying that there was a turkey bowl, and it's all students, former students that went to Ochoa come to play football on Turkey Day. So we got an email. We had some kids playing on the playground, and, you know, we justified it by saying there's former Ochoa students that came to play football.
And Chuck, what are the ranges in ages?
Oh, man, they had some people out there that were 30, 40 years old, you know.
Just barely out of seventh grade, right?
Yeah. It's building relationships with families and that carrying on, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you've got whole generations, right?
But, I mean, you know, all this was more possible with Mr. Ochoa being there, you know, having him present at our 100-year celebration. You know, it was
to represent his grandfather, right?
Exactly. It's, to me, like, it's just community. Like, Mrs. Carrillo getting this award, it's like, it brings morale to all the school.
Yeah.
To all the kids, to all the teachers, you know.
That's exactly what I was pointing to, the pride. There is so much pride, and there's so much shared in the accomplishment. Everyone shared in that accomplishment. So, Eric, when you go into these schools, do you see that across, we didn't give these teacher awards out to one area. These were diverse all across the community, were they not?
Oh my goodness, all the way, yeah. I mean, down to Sarita, out to Vail, up in Marana. I mean, we covered all of Southern Arizona and, you know, different school districts. I want to say we hit several, I don't know the exact number, but, you know, Chuck said an amazing word, community. And that's what education in families, it's, you know, that's the old saying, it takes a village, you know, from the maintenance person at the school to the principal and all in between. If we're all there for our children, including organizations like yours, like ours, to help support educators, that flows down to our kids here in Southern Arizona and helps them.
Absolutely. It is so, the next generation is so important. And this is a really hard time, I think, to grow up. So what is your favorite thing about teaching?
Every aspect.
Okay,
so it's just so much fun. I mean, I wouldn't mind even getting paid. And my kids know it. I tell them, I'm here because I love to teach. I want you guys to be our future leaders and be successful. And I wouldn't mind if they didn't pay me. That's how much I love to teach.
Okay, but we want to pay you. And we actually gave you a bonus $1,000.
Yes.
and besides markers and whiteboard, when your kids come in at the beginning of the year, and you see who you've gotten. 15 is such a great, that's a great class size. That's wonderful. Do you kind of see where kids are, and then you have a set curriculum, right? And you have certain things you have to accomplish.
I dissect it. Okay. I look at the data, and I start dissecting them, which students I need to help with some of their weaknesses and make them successful throughout the year. And they really feel good about it. When they start seeing their numbers and test scores, they challenge them themselves. And I'm gonna reach this and I'm gonna reach a certain number. I dissect it.
I love it. And it tells me you do a baseline, you figure out where kids are, and then you work with them. And if kids can get confidence and be successful, they really can do anything in
absolutely
life.
Absolutely. And I have a group right now that feels that way right now.
That's great.
And they're striving. Yeah. And like you said, their humbleness, at where they come from, it's extraordinary. I mean, it just brings chills because they are exceeding my high expectations and they're reaching them. And I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud to be part of a community and be part of the leadership of Ms. Duarte, because she has programs placed for teachers for us to be also successful as teachers too.
I think this is so important that the community hears this, because we do have committed teachers out there, and there are so many attacks on education in general and things that parents don't want. And listen, and we can't be adversarial when it comes to our kids. We have to work together for their best interest. And this is making my heart happy because I have all those grandkids. And in Suwarita and in Vail. So good for you. I hope those are in my kids' my grandkids' schools. And I love this story of a 100-year-old school. So you said you've been there 20 years?
At Ochoa? No,
you've been teaching?
Yes.
TUSD?
Yeah.
Okay, so how long have you been at Ochoa?
This will be my third school year.
Okay. Have you had any families where you've had the older brother, younger sister?
Oh, absolutely. In Ochoa, I've had brothers and sisters that just come through the school. Yeah. And through my class.
And so is that fun to see the family dynamic?
Oh, absolutely. At the Ochoa, it's a very tight family, and they're neighborhood kids. Am I correct? Yeah. They're family. And so you don't really see that.
Yeah. I think there's again, back to the pride. And what, you know, being the principal, you've got this great teacher. Who submitted it? Who?
I submitted it.
Oh, okay.
I submitted the letter, and just like we've mentioned, Ochoa is in a community where it is a low socioeconomic area. So the funding, we were lucky last year. We had extra funding for ESSER due to the COVID times. And so we didn't have ESSER anymore, so those funds were taken. So I don't have the funds to pay for tutoring. So Ms. Carrillo has taken it upon herself to continue her tutoring program after school with no compensation. And that's just the type of person that she is. She goes
beyond. So you literally meant you would do your job without pay.
Without pay.
Yes. Yeah. For the greater good of the kids.
Oh, the reward is just seeing them.
Oh.
Strive.
And our school is filled with those teachers and that personnel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, starting with our custodian all the way to the principal. We will go beyond where we need to be because we love our kids. We love our community. We have an amazing community. Our parents are amazing. And just it's a place that you feel the love. It's not just because I'm the principal, but we get visitors who come in and they say, wow, this is an amazing place.
Yeah.
We just had a PD yesterday, and in closing, we had an activity where we had to say what we're thankful for. And the majority of us, we're thankful for each other, for the camaraderie that we have built, the community that we have at Ochoa. So it's a really beautiful place that we have all created together.
So PD planning day, not police department?
No, PD planning professional.
I just want to make sure. Just had to get that clear out there.
That's a different show.
No, thank you for that.
No. Just wanted to clarify that for my listeners. They're smart, but sometimes they just don't catch all the, you know, there's we all talk in code, right? Depending on what lane we're in.
Right. And I just want to say if, you know, it's that time of year to, you know, give. And we do have tax credit that you can go into our website, Ochoa. Actually, our Facebook is Ochoa Community School. And there's a QR code that you can just take a snap.
So people can go to Facebook and Ochoa Community School. That you're on Facebook, and if you'd like to donate to help these kids out so we can get more markers and boards and things.
And tutoring.
Tutoring's more important, I guess. But those skills things help. I mean, everything helps. I think that what I hear and what I see is that the kids in this school and the community are so humble and appreciate everything that is done on their behalf. And they're so grateful. And that attitude of gratitude, you know, you deserve everything that we can give you, right? I think that's so fabulous.
Absolutely. And so many great things have happened since the last time we were here. I mean, one of the things that I would like to share is that Mr. Ochoa has graciously brought in the Right Flight program.
Oh, yay.
To Ochoa,
again,
which is,
my worlds
oh my
are
goodness.
Colliding today. I love it.
I love the Right Flight program.
Yes, Rob.
It is
Robin's
amazing,
daughter.
Amazing.
So when we come back, let's talk about that because we've got to go to a break. You know, we have to do news and commercials. That's kind of how this thing works. But we will come back and we'll talk about that.
Wonderful.
And some other great things that are happening at Ochoa School, Arizona Blue Blazers and the Arizona Bowl game. We can talk about Right Flight. I'm just going to have fun today. This is awesome. I'm Kathleen Wynn. This is Wynn Tucson. You're listening to 1030 The Voice, your trusted local news and talk. Stay with us, and we got more good stuff to come. Welcome back to Wynn Tucson, and we have a full house here in the studio. So I've got my good friend Steve Ochoa, who's a fellow Blue Blazer. Right, Steve?
Yep, absolutely. And privileged to be an associate of this wonderful group of young men and women,
yes,
who give of their time, their effort, and their expertise to make the world a better place.
Absolutely. And we have our principal,
Miss Duarte.
Miss Duarte.
Yeah.
What's your first name? Can we say
Rosa Maria?
Rosa Maria. Oh, I love that. I have a daughter-in-law, Maria. She was born in Mexico, and I was telling them before we got started that she's the mother to five of my grandchildren, and they are in Sarita. So I love it. The Wynn children, the Wynn grandchildren, five of my 18. In case anyone hasn't heard that, because I don't talk about that at all, because I'm not at all proud. but it is so amazing. And we have our recipient from the Blue Blazers, Mrs. Castillo.
Carrillo.
Well, we've changed names for no charge here. Mrs. Carrillo. And Eric Rhodes from Arizona Bowl. So I did pretty good. Oh my gosh. And
Chuck,
who is holds the whole school together. He is the glue, right?
Right, yeah. Right. He is. Chuck is the glue.
Chuck. So, before we went to break, we were talking about how Ochoa School has now become a Right Flight school, and Right Flight.
So exciting!
It is so exciting. Oh my gosh. So this is not about just getting kids in a plane and learning how to fly, which is kind of exciting, but it's about incentivizing them and giving them a plan, and they have to meet certain metrics so that they can earn the flight. And And what they see is that kids are so incentivized and so excited to be able to fly a plane, that they do that. This is not like no matter what, well, you get to fly. No, you have to do the program. And it is such a brilliant thing. And it's put together by Robin Stoddart of Right Flight. And the kids that go out, and I got to fly last year. It was so amazing. I had confidence when I got out of the plane, like, I just flew a plane. I can't imagine, I saw the faces in these kids. They were so excited, like they could conquer the world. And that feeling of being able to do that and instill that success. So you were saying before we went on break, so you haven't had your first kids fly yet, right?
Not yet. That's coming.
What grade is it?
It's going to be our fifth grade group, our fifth grade cohort. So it's they were thrilled when they found out. The teacher is anticipating it to get started. We won't start till the fourth quarter.
Yes.
But it is an extraordinary program. I got the experience with my son when he was in fifth grade.
Okay.
And so seeing him just light up when he got on the plane and just when he took over the controls and he was flying, the expression, I was privileged and to be on the plane as well myself at that time. So since he's been in second grade, he's loved airplanes, and he's 30 now and he works with airplanes.
Oh my gosh, you don't have a 30-year-old.
31, actually. He just did.
I would not admit that. Just don't tell people. You look like you're 30. Oh my goodness, that's great.
Thank you. So he's loving what he does. He's been passionate about airplanes, and I really think that the Right Flight really changed his trajectory way back when he was a little kid. Yeah. And I know that this program will do that to our Ochoa kids.
Well, and to think about it, it takes the boundaries and the limits off that maybe because they do come from humble beginnings that maybe, oh, that's out of, I can't have that. But this says, yes, you can. You can do anything. And I think what a great gift to give young people, to give them everything that's available to anybody else. They're not restricted, and what the confidence that kids have when
Absolutely.
They do this program. There are no limits. There are no more boundaries.
Right. Yes.
And we have to continue to remove them. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. what's so amazing about what Chuck said earlier about the community coming around, because the community, for its own sake, this is the future of the community. Right. They want the community to succeed. So embrace it. Love them. Guarantee their success, and that's what we have. Why we have great teachers. And how many teachers do you have at your school?
Currently, I have 12 teachers, and we have two resource and 10 classroom teachers.
Okay, and are you kindergarten to
pre-kinder through fifth grade?
Okay. Okay, so your fifth graders are your top level.
Yes, and we have 3-year-olds in pre-K, three, four, and five in pre-K.
Oh. Yeah, oh my gosh.
I have my grandbaby in there. She's amazing. She's a little 3-year-old.
I love that. Yeah. That's such a fun age. It's all fun ages. I was saying on the break that my husband and I taught Sunday school, kindergarten for 14 years. And his name is Al. And when we were out in the community, we'd hear Mr. Owl, because the kids couldn't say Al. I don't know why, but Owl. So Mr. Owl, Mr. Owl, Mr. Owl. And we always knew it was our kids that we had taught. And we taught whole families. That's why I asked you that question. So, you know, and it was always so amazing to see them start, especially kindergarten and pre-K. They're babies, right? And then you have them for a year, and they grow, and they change, and they develop. And then you have to say goodbye at the end of the year. I think that was the hardest part, because you've poured yourself into these students. But to your point, to watch them then go out in the community and be successful and know that you had such a great part mm-hmm. of their success mm-hmm. or a little part or however it is, but you had a part of who they are becoming. And I think that's great. What made you be a teacher?
As far as I can remember, I've always worked with kids.
Yes.
When I was going to the university, my part time was working with students in after school programs. It's just seeing them glow when you're teaching. It's just teaching and just having them thrive. As I can remember, even when I was little, I wanted to be a teacher.
I love it. So, and you've done that your whole life.
Yes, working, yes.
And has it always been in Tucson?
Tucson, yeah. We're actually, my family is one of the first pioneers of Tucson, the Carrillos.
Oh, I love
yeah.
that.
So, my whole family is here in Tucson.
Were you here before? Well, you must have been then here before Arizona was a state.
Yes. So, yeah, my family, they were ranchers. And so, yeah.
I love it. That's great. Well, that's
some
great.
Power in this room.
I was
going to
say. I know it's great. This is such great history. I can't even tell you. So we're talking about community, Eric. The bowl game's coming up. What is there? If you have a family and you want to do something fun between Christmas and New Year's, are there going to be activities for families to participate?
Absolutely. We're rolling out, we're calling it our Pachanga Week.
Because,
I mean, it's a party, right? And
yes.
it's free, and we want everybody to be able to come. So we'll have things all week. The biggest things that your family should attend is the 29th, the day before our game, is our pep rally downtown. The bands come and have a battle
it's
of the bands.
So
food,
fun. Oh, my gosh.
Fun. You know, we have stuff all around. And then the game itself, I mentioned the tailgate earlier, also free.
Yes.
That we'd love you to come to the game. But if you can't come to the tailgate, it's, you know, there's so much to do. Oh, my gosh. There's rock walls and cars and things you can throw at each other. I mean, you have a bunch of kids. Run. You have 18 grandkids. It's fenced
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I love it. Bring
them
all.
Let them go.
Yeah.
Right? Get a whistle and they'll all come
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Then the game itself on December 30th, we kick off at 2:30. Should be a great game. And then this will be our fifth year, I believe, of our New Year's Eve Downtown Bowl Bash, which is sponsored by Taco Bell, where we drop the taco.
We drop the taco.
Yeah.
You know, see, that's that I did, you know, only in Tucson.
Yeah. Last year went viral. He had 10 million views on TikTok. It got picked up by USA Today and the Weather Channel. So we'll do that. Yeah, we have a concert. If you remember 80s hairs bands, Warrant is going to play.
Oh, wow. That's my time. That was my
there.
Era.
Yeah. You know. But again, tons of food trucks, food, beverages. We're going to do it in the Mural lot, which is just off Pennington across from like the Monica and in the Hexagon building. So tons of fun for everyone.
And where should people go if they want to find all this and they didn't write it all down while you were talking?
They should have, right?
Right. I mean, right.
So many people. We
you
have
got teachers here. Yeah, no, right. Where's your pencil and paper? You know, we should have told you. There's going to be a test afterwards. Exactly, Matt.
Remember when you actually had to write something?
Yes, right. Yeah. Yes.
There was a sign on my refrigerator that it said, "Respect your father. I passed college without Google."
Oh, see?
Yeah. So
that's perfect.
I remind them of that often. But no, you can go to thearizonabowl.com, thearizonabowl.com, and it has all your information there. And not just for teachers, we're giving one $21,000, but even to Right Flight. The crux of what we do is that we call ourselves a game with a goal. We give 100% of our net proceeds to charity here in Southern Arizona. And so Right Flight was one of our recipients.
Yes, they were. See?
So, yes, over, and we've given about $1.5 million over our 8 years Southern Arizona. So,
if you go to this game, you are contributing to charity and having a wonderful family experience.
Yeah.
And it is so much fun. And being part of the Blue Blazers, this is my second year. I love when you do something that's fun and it then contributes. Like, how brilliant is that? That is so great.
Yeah, it's what sets us apart. I mean, it's really fun. I'll give you a little news break here that's going to come out in about 15 minutes.
Oh, we're ahead of the curve.
You don't even know.
Yes.
We are going to be broadcast on the CW network this year, which is in 99% of households.
Yeah.
So it'll be on a very large national TV scale. So anybody in America will be able to watch Tucson and see what our community is all about and see all these wonderful people and all the kids in the stands. So it matters to us to have you come to the game. It's a very affordable ticket for the whole family.
Yes.
We close the upper deck at Arizona Stadium. So you're going to have a great seat no matter where you are in the stadium. But that ticket matters to us. That beverage you drink, no matter whether it's got a little extra juice in it or not, if you know what I'm saying.
We're not advocating that for the students,
exactly,
just so everybody
right.
knows, Mrs. Correa. Yeah. I don't want to have to end up
if
in the principal's office.
Age,
don't get me in trouble, Eric,
yes.
Okay?
There was a time where I used to say drink for the kids.
Yeah.
You know, all that money is going to go back to charity into our pot that's going to go back into Southern Arizona. So
absolutely.
Come to the tailgate, come to the game, come to the bowl bash. You know, stop by the food truck, stop by those places, because that goes back into our community, which is that word we're all focused on once again.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take our last break, and then we come back. We're just going to wrap this all up, and I'm going to see what you guys all want for Christmas. I know what I want. So this is Kathleen Wynn. We're listening to Wynn Tucson on 1030 The Voice, your trusted local news and talk. And today, your bowl game, Teachers of the Year, your community outreach, and just good friends and family and great programs. So stay with us. We'll be back right after this. Okay, this has been Arizona Bowl Thursday, and we're just honoring teachers in schools, and particularly Ochoa School today, because, you know, Steve Ochoa, he's an institution in Tucson, right?
An institution?
Yeah. He's not in an institution. He is an institution. I just want to make that distinction,
yeah,
right,
Steve? They were nice enough to let me out of the institution. And I'm so happy to be here this morning, fresh air.
Yeah, it's great. So, Eric, if people go to the bowl game, what can they expect to see? Because it was such an experience last year. And then it went into overtime. It was so amazing. And so tell us, we go in, what are we going to see?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate. That was our third overtime game in 8 games, which if you work in it, it's just terrifying and annoying. But it's great for our viewers. They love that experience. You know, from the minute you walk in, we close the tailgate a little early because we want you to see the pregame.
Okay.
We have 5 parachutists jump in from the Wings of Blue with the different flags, with the, you know, flags of our conferences, the schools. They bring the game ball down and you can watch them just kind of come out of the air. It's really cool. I mean, I've seen it so many times, and every time I'm like a 5-year-old. I'm like, ooh, here they come.
I was right there with you, though. It was
great.
So amazing.
You know, we have the national. I'm going to give all the sneak peeks today. When you watch the national anthem this year, when they hit the Rockets' red glare, we have fireworks that are going to go off on the field.
It'll
go up in the middle of it. We haven't even started the game yet. During the game, we have races, we have giveaways, we have a t-shirt cannon, we have, the flyover. We have a very cool thing this year that I think, I'm researching this, so don't hold me to it. It's going to be an all-female flyover.
Maybe some pilots. Former Wright flight kids.
Yeah, and so I'm researching. I think we might be the first bowl game to have a all-female flyover. And so we bring them back after they land and they're all safe. They come back in the third quarter and we bring them on the field and honor the pilots.
Girl power. I love it.
Exactly. Barstool, our sponsor, has a brand that says work like a girl.
Yes.
And
fight like a girl.
Yeah. We don't encourage that, Kathleen.
I know.
A peaceful.
It's football, dang it.
Yeah.
Got to be aggressive. Get those touchdowns.
But yeah, our Parade of Nations is, at halftime, we have halftime music with the bands, plus a couple extra things you won't want to miss. I can't give it all.
Yeah, he gave us a lot, though. If nothing else, the tickets are affordable, and you get to. But at some point between the start and the finish, we're going to honor 21 teachers, one of whom is here today.
Absolutely,
Miss Korea.
Yeah, and it's the most fun. I mean, we get to honor so many people during it because we really are about, like as Chuck mentioned earlier, it's community. This game. We like to say it's by Southern Arizona and for Southern Arizona because it's all about us, right?
It is all about us.
It's about honoring. And when we say all about us, not in a selfish way, but all of us.
Yeah.
From teachers to first responders, our Heroes program, where you can underwrite tickets for a first responder, military, both active and veteran, or frontline worker to come to the game for free.
And I know that I know personally that I've got a group of cops that are coming, I think 30 of them that are coming back. They used to work in Arizona and they're all returning home. So they're going to the game. They're going to make it a celebration.
Yeah.
If you've got a group of people in for Christmas and you need something to do, this is the 30th, right? This is a Saturday. That all worked out and aligned.
December 30th.
It's so amazing. My youngest sister's birthday, now that you say that. But we use this time to get together, to gather, to have fun, to hang out. The weather was amazing last year. We were kidding about the teams that come from out of state. 60 to them is like 90 to us, and so they were underdressed, and we were kidding about bikini tops and shorts, but you can tell, not really kidding. Yeah, yeah, there was that, but it's true, and it's so fun, and it's just, all those dollars stay in our community, and listen. The sports gods have blessed us this year. We got a great football team ourselves, U of A. We got a great basketball team. So give back to the community. Pay homage to all the wonderful sports things that are happening in Arizona right now and the good that it's doing, And we understand that a well-rounded student, someone who's active and has fun, but this family time is so critical too. And we're going to get to honor great people. So, last thoughts on everybody. So Christmas is coming up. What do we want for Christmas? I'll start with you, Mrs. Dort.
Oh my goodness. You started with me.
Yeah.
My kids always ask me, Mom, what do you want for Christmas? And it's a stomper. I'm so blessed. I have an amazing family, amazing kids, amazing grandkids, teachers. I go to work and it doesn't feel like work. It's just an amazing place where I go, and it's home. It's a second home. So if you're asking me what do I want for Christmas, I just, would like to be able to give to others.
Yes.
And that would be my Christmas if I could. We've adopted a family.
The school
has adopted a family for Ochoa. So that's what I'm giving myself for Christmas.
How wonderful. I think that's so great that you're taking, your school is taking on another family and honoring and making sure that they get a Christmas, right? That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's fabulous. Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard to top. What would you like from Christmas, Mrs. Korea?
Well, Ms. Duarte said a lot that I wanted to say, but
it's why you guys work together, right?
Right.
but it's a culture. I really have to acknowledge that culture, that you're so giving and so generous and so kind with your time, but for the greater good. I mean, that's just so wonderful. That's amazing. So, but make up something new since you took that.
So just continuing what we're doing.
Yes.
And just blessed all the community that and the teachers and just keep striving.
Yes. That's great. Well, I want people that are listening that are kind of maybe TUSD take some hits. This is a TUSD school, so let's be encouraged that this is the heart and soul of this school and that we're hearing it and what a great job you guys are doing. I just want to say, well, thank you. That's amazing. I want to give people hope. So I also am blessed. I feel like that's the wonderful thing. Eric, what do you want?
I'm going to go a little more selfish.
good. No,
all those things, of course. But yeah.
World peace.
Yeah. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Start singing here in a second.
Yeah.
Just great weather for our bowl week so other people can enjoy it.
That's not selfish.
Really I enjoy, because it's one of the wonderful things about the place that we live is we all get used to it and probably take it for granted, but we're going to have a bunch of people visiting our community and a lot of eyes nationally in our community, and that's one thing we'd love to showcase.
Yeah.
Is the weather. So, you know, not just for us, but for the street fair next week, for all the things that are happening in our community, that just the next month is the best of Tucson that way.
Right. Is it the street fair, the 4th Avenue? The 4th Avenue Street Fair.
Yeah.
And my church is going to be there. I think I signed up. I think it's great. No, it's wonderful. And it's such, gosh, it's what I love about Tucson. Tucson is a big, small town, right? It really is, and it changes, but you can pop back in like I did 3 years ago, and then run into people that you knew 40 years ago when we were young children, but it's home. Tucson is home. So, Mr. Ochoa, since you brought us all gathered together here today, one's getting married, so give us your parting shot. What would you like for Christmas?
I will tell you, I would never ever to take this opportunity to top Mrs. Duarte.
Yes.
But you know, there's a motto, and I belong to the Rotary, and the motto is key, service above self.
Yes, absolutely. And you do that. Yes. You embody that. So
you're much too kind, but thank you for your nice words.
Yeah, well.
And happy holidays.
I know. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We are starting in December 1st is Friday, tomorrow. And it's going to be, it's going to be a wonderful holiday season. I have to say, I just moved my mom. My mom's now living with us from Scottsdale. So that's been its own adventure. But it's time for family and friends and gathering and celebrating. And we have a lot to be thankful for this year. And we have a lot to celebrate. And all the people in this room are part of why I get to do what I do. So I am grateful to all of you. And thank you for just spending your time with us today. So we love Ochoa School. We love the history of this town, and there was a lot of history in this room today. So God bless you all, and we're going to get on in the Arizona Bowl, right?
Yeah, let's go. TheArizonaBowl.com. Get your tickets today. Very affordable. If you don't call Mrs. Duarte or Mrs. Carrillo, they got some extra tickets. We'll be happy to give to you. don't you have to be in school?
Yeah. You guys, everyone go out and make it a great day. On Sunday, we're going to find out who these teams are. So next week, we're going to start advertising on my show about where you can get all this. So if you didn't write it down, we'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow. Tom Horn and Ken Folkmer. Have a great day.